Beis Kafimel, in terms of trying to sharpen our understanding of the sheet of Rav Avohu and the sheet of Chizkiyah, and the Gemara constantly brings rayas and kashas to the two sides. The Gemara, towards the end of the Kafbeis and Medbeis, asks on both Chizkiyah and Rav Avohu, Vahari Orba, Rachmana Amar Arelim Lo Yeyachel. V'tanya Arelim Lo Yeyachel. This should be, according to our rules, Aser Bahana'a, both according to Rav Avohu and according to Chizkiyah. Who needs all of these drushas? We simply have the lo yeyachel. So Gemara answers that in Achinami, generally lo yeyachel means both yisar achil and yisar hanah. V'shayni hasan d'chsiv lachem. We have a lachem that neutralizes the lo yeyachel, and that's why we need special drushas. That's the gist over here of the Gemara. So Tosfos asked the obvious question: Im Tomar Kevan de Nafkalon Iser Hana Amai Itzdirich Leesor Tzviya VeHadlaka. Why require three drushas if the first drusha is that Arla from Araltem is going to be Oser BeHana? Lechora Tzviya and Hadlaka are two examples of Hana. Why do we need separate drushas? The Omer Ri, so before we see the Ri, how many understandings did you find to answer this question? What directions do the Rishonim, both over here on the Daf and in Tosfos Shas, how many directions do they go in order to explain the answer to this question? Two? I think that two are explicit, I'll agree with you, but I think there's a third as well. And with your permission, we'll start from the third. Look in Rashi. I mean, whatever, this question that bothers Tosfos, it's not a question that should bother Tosfos. This isn't the question of the stira, not the sugya. This is a question of understanding the sugya itself. What's going on over here in Pshat in the sugya? So Rashi says, Lo yitzva bo kugon klipe yagozim shashomer osar mishom arla kipri atzmo, v'yoladlik bo saner kugon shemen shel arla. Could you find within Rashi already an answer to the question? Why over here would we need a unique drasha for Tzviya and a unique drasha for Hadlaka if we already have a drasha that tells us that Orla is Asr Bahana? Excuse me? And? Right. Okay, this is where Rav Lichtenstein Kaner'eh was working over here. Rav Lichtenstein doesn't always give his makaros, but I understood he was relating over here to Rashi. Namely, the Torah speaks about the fact that Orla is an Iser in the Pri, Araltem as Piryo. And Rashi points out over here that the tzeva doesn't come from the pri. The tzeva comes from the klipa. The hadlaka doesn't come from the pri. The hadlaka comes from the shemen. And I sent you to two mishnayos in which these two are set aside in terms of the iser, both the shemen and the klipa. Each of them are learned out from a drasha, namely that neither of them are the ikar of the pri. The Gemara in Brachos and Aflamed Vava Midbeis, the Gemara over there has a drasha in the pasuk on the very top of Daf Lamed, as I recall, Daf Lamed Vava Midbeis. The Gemara points out, "Va'araltem arlaso es pirio es hatofel lepri umaynihu shomer lepri," that the klipa comes in through the back door via the s, and who adin the Gemara. It's moving towards the end of Shas in Chulin and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara. Chulin and Daf. Sorry, Daf Kuf. Not Kuf Ches, Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. Kuf Chaf Amud Beis learns out that from the world of Bikurim that just as in the world of Bikurim, Yayin and Shemen Zayit are considered to be the equivalent of the fruit. Hu hadin, we learn pre from Orla to Bikurim, that Ayotzim and Azesim umin ha'anavim are considered to be Ein Sof Kinas Harboim Mishim Orla El Ayotzim and Azesim umin ha'anavim. The Mishnah in Trumos Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So we have over here that the chisaron in the world of Tzviya and in the world of Hadlaka is not on the level of the Hana'a, but it's on the level of the Cheftza. We're dealing over here with Cheftzos that come in from left field. We're dealing over here with Cheftzos that come in via Drasha. So we would have thought that perhaps when are we Marbe the Klipa and Marbe the Shemen? That's in terms of Achila. That's in terms of the Iker Din in the Torah of Lo Yeachel. Lachem knocks out the Iser Hana'a. Maybe the Iser Hana'a, which is coming in via the Drasha of Arelim, would not include also these Tosafot, these additions, Kamash Malan. So we have over here Drashos to bring in also not only Aralten, but also Arlosso and Arelim, that we have over here Drashos for these two. I think that would be Pshat and Rashi. That's a Rashi over here. V'loyitzavo kagon klipia gozim, v'yalikasaner kagon shemen shel Arla. That each of these are not the Iker of the Pri, and therefore we need separate Drashos. Okay, however, Tosfos went in different directions. So let's start first with the Tosfos, which is not on the Amud. The Tosfos, the Tosfos Shantz. It's a Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, in the Bavli, quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But what over in our, in Pesachim, it's found in the Tosfos Shantz. What's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam? How does he deal with the issue over here? Why do we need separate Roshos for Hadlaka and for Tzviya? He sets it up as a nukimta, that if, in other words, that in a normal situation, Yomer Rabbi Notam, the Itzrich Leesor Shalokaderach Hanaaso, Kagon, Shetsovea, the Meitutim, Verimonim. That these are usually drunk, the Vilain Derech Litzvoa, Viloyadlik Esaner. We're not talking about Shemen Zayas like Rashi said, but Itzrich Le Shemen, Sheena Omed Lahadloka. We're dealing with a chves, with coconut oil. We're dealing with some other oil, which is not Omed Lahadloka. So if we're dealing with Shem, with an, in other words, an Ukimtot, that are Eno Kedarko, since B'chala Torah Kula, Eno Kedarka was not considered to be a Hanoa Asura, here we have these drushos to bring in the world of Eno Kedarka. Namely, the Chisaron isn't in the Cheftza, but rather the Chisaron is in the Maisa Gavra. That over here, in the Maisa Avera is being done in a roundabout manner, in an improper manner, and that's why it only comes in via Gzeras HaKosuv. So these are the two Terutzim that the Ri had in front of him. At least he could have had in front of him if he was a Daik and Rashi, like Rav Lichtenstein was a Daik and Rashi. These are the two Terutzim that the Ri had in front of him, and he wasn't happy with either of them, and he went in the third direction. V'yomer Ri, Yisalka Daitach Ditzviya Lo Choshiv Hano'a Delo Havi Elo Chazusa Ba'alma. And also, in terms of Shemen, that we would have thought that by the Shemen over here, the problem is Havi Derech Bi'uro, Kamash Malon. Namely, it's not an issue, according to the Ri, that we don't have the Chetza. We have the Chetza of Iser. It's not a problem of the Chetza of Iser. It's not a problem in terms of Shalok Kedarko. Over here, we're dealing with the Tzviya Kedarko, and we're dealing with the Hadlaka Kedarko. What's the issue? So what is the issue? That we don't have enough Hana'a. Namely, the Iser of Hana'a also has to have a Shir. There's also a din in Hanoah. You need a Hanoah Gemura. And over here, let's take the Tzviya and the Hadlaka separately, because I think the two. In the world of Tzviya, we don't have a Hanoah Gemura. The Tzviya lo Koshiv Hanoah, ena la Chazusa ba'alma. That this is not considered to be in the world of classic Hanoah, comes along the Pasuk. Or also, and this says that in the language of Gemara Baba Kama, Hanoah Hanira Le'enayim Osra Torah. That even if B'chala Torah Kula, this would not be Hanoah. In terms of Orla, this is Hanoah. Namely, our issue over here is to bring it into the realm of Hanoah. The Cheftza, we have. The Kedarka, we have. What we don't have is the classic Hanoah. Moving over to the world of Hadlaka, here, L'chora, Hadlaka is a din in Hanoah, B'chala Torah Kula. To be able to give forth light, heat, etc. That's considered to be Hanoah, B'chala Torah Kula. Ela here, Salka Daitach Desharya, Kevan dahave derech biuro. Namely, what over here is the chisaron? Not a chisaron. I mean, it's also chisaron in terms of within the realm of hana'ah, but what over here is how would you define the chisaron within the world of hadraka? It's not that it's not a hana'ah gemura. Clearly, being able to see that which you weren't able to see, that's a hana'ah. Being able to feel heat in a place where you weren't able to feel heat, that's hana'ah. Yes. Excuse me? That's, again, it's not... We don't need gechalim, we want light, we want heat, yes? The question, here we have a nituk, we have a break between the chayfetz and the hanoah, namely that the hanoah is a hanoah which is nigram by the destruction of the chayfetz. Once the chayfetz is destroyed, then we have a hanoah. And over here, this is the issue, and that's what Tosus raises, that l'chora, that, you know, that this is a very serious issue. According to Manda Amar, ein shvach eitzim bepas, the shari eitzim lahadlaka. In other words, it's such a serious issue. In other words, that what, why over here do we have an iser? In other words, we have such a nituk, we have such a disassociation between the hana'ah and the be'en, that we find that this should be a level, a hana'ah muteres. So Tosus distinguishes, damar hacha, in other words, hacha hainu b'shemen, dahave be'en kishedolek b'ner, aval eitzim nasem gecholim, v'ashal heves ben agecholim. It's a question of the degree of the nituk, namely that the drush over here of arelim brings in a situation if the be'en is still extant, even though the hana that you're receiving is from that part of the be'en which is no longer extant, the arelim brings in this hana. Were nothing to be existing, were all the be'en to already be turned into gechalim, then in achinami it would be too far removed to be considered to be a meaningful hana. So we have over here then three directions in which to understand the Gemara: either the chisaron that for which we need the separate rashos as the chisaron in the world of the chefza. That's the direction of Rashi. These are chefzos that are brought in via drushas. That's not the Iker Iser. Or we have Rabbeinu Tam, that we're dealing with the Rukimta, not on the level of the chefza, but on the level of the Maisa Aveira. We're dealing with the Maisa Aveira that was done Shalom Kedarko. Or we're dealing over here with the Ri, that we have a Kedarko, and we have a chefza. The problem is, in terms of the quality of the Hanoah, is this the Hanoah that the Torah asserted? And we have two different directions. Within Tzviya, it's qualitatively, it's chazusa ba'alma, and within the world of hadraka, qualitatively, it's havi derech bi'uro. Okay, that's, you know, that's simply to categorize the shitas that we have over here within the Rishonim. And what does see, in order to have an Isur Hana'ah, you need three things. You need the proper chefza, you need the proper maisa, and you need the proper level of Hana'ah. So then the Gemara continues. Any questions up to this point? The Gemara then continues and moves over into the Lachem. Ela hashta d'chsivei hanach kroi. So now that we've reestablished the Iser Hana'ah via the back door, it's not going down from Goye Yachel, but it's reestablished via Aral Temar Laso Arelim. So Lachem Lamali, in what way do we have over here Lachem? In other words, the Lachem appears to be without any meaning. L'chidatanya, Lachem l'rabos estanatua l'rabim, Rabbi Yehuda omer lahotzi asanatua l'rabim. My time of the Tanakama, d'chsiv unatata, l'yachid mashma, l'rabim lo mashma, kosav kor lachem l'havi asanatua l'rabim. Rabbi Yehuda unatatem, mashma ben l'rabim ben l'yachid, lachem ben l'yachid ben l'rabim mashma, have ribui acharibui, and ribui acharibui ela l'ma'i. So, in terms of the netiyah l'rabim, you saw over here a technical machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos as to where this netiyah is. Is this Natiya L'Rabim in Rishus HaRabim? That's what it appears from Rashi. Or is this Natiya L'Rabim in Rishus HaYachid? That's the way that Tosfos understood from the context of the Mishnah in Orla. I don't know, I don't have, in other words, what the significance of the Machlokas. I'm trying to think, I don't know. But in terms of the Drasha itself, let's take the Shita of the Tanakama.
Tanakama holds unetatem liyachid mashma lerabim lo mashma.
You know, it's that the netia, Tosa says, and the Gemara says, is something which is done by yechidim. It's not done by rabim, so we need a pasuk to be marbe the rabim. What over here is the background of this drasha? What is the assumption of the drasha?
So Rashi says, unetatem liyachid mashma de'ein derech rabim lintoa lekol chad v'chad ko'amar unetatem.
That Rashi says that the chisaron of netiyas rabim is that that is not the derech. Rabim are not noteya. A yachid is noteya. So Rav Yochanan Wasserman understood from this Rashi a principle. I'll just read you his language. He says as follows: Pirish Rashi ein derech rabim lintoa v'zehu klal gadol ki kol dinei haTorah lo ne'emru rak b'kedarkon v'lo shelo kedarkon u'mishum hachi ha'ochel shelo kederech achila patur achila shel mitzvah im'ochel shelo kederech achila lo kiyem ha'mitzvah isurei malacha im'ason shelo kedarkon patur, etc.
Namely, that the world of Kedarko, don't think it's something which is unique to Shabbos in terms of Malchus Machsheves.
The Torah dealt with a world that goes according to the norm. The norm is that which people usually do. And so anytime you're going to find a verb in the Torah, we'll interpret it according to the norm. Since planting is usually done by individuals and not by a group, therefore, when the Torah uses the word planting, it means individuals and not the group. That's the norm. That's the derech.
Aye, there may be a country somewhere in the world where it's different. That's batla daito. That's not what the Torah over here is relating to. That's the way Rabbi Chanan learned Rashi. What?
Could be. Okay. Good point. I think that, however, there is another perush in the Gemara. Yitzachen very much that that's the perush of Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein derech rabbi muntoa." Rav Moshe Shapiro is very very often quotes Aderes Eliyahu in Sefer Dvarim, in which the Gra gives a different klal. In the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, the Aderes Eliyahu points out that we're aware that the Tochacha, we have a Bris Sinai and a Bris Arvos Moab. We have a Tochacha in Bechukosai and a Tochacha in Kisavo. The Tochacha in Bechukosai was written B'lashon Rabim, and the Tochacha of Kisavo was written B'lashon Yochid. Here it's Lo Tishma'u, here it's Lo Tishma, and it follows through the entire Tochacha. So the Gra gives a principle. Lashon Rabim Ne'emar V'koi Al Kol Yochid V'Yochid. Whenever the Torah uses Lashon Rabim, it's relating to every Jew as an individual. However, Hashnia, the second Tochacha, B'Lashon Yochid Ne'emar, V'hu Al Kol Yisrael Ke'echa. Whenever the Torah uses Lashon Yochid, it's relating to the Tzibur as a whole. That's just as an aside. There's a famous Ramban that the first Tochacha refers to Bayis Rishon, the second Tochacha refers to Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Sheni was Nechukas of Sinas Chinam, namely the Tochacha was given to Yitzkal Yisrael as a whole, and that's exactly where the Chiseron lay. So on that basis, the Gra points out that V'hoya B'shamo Esa'ola Hazos, in Parshas Nitzavim, it says that there's going to be someone who's going to listen to this Tochacha Ha'ala Hazos of Parshas Kisavo, Yisbarach B'vavo Leymar Shalom Yeli, Ki Bishriyus Lili B'Elech. As long as we had the Tochacha of B'chukos, I was up the creek. But this Tochacha I can deal with. Why? Because this Tochacha, the person says, this was given to Klal Yisrael. I don't want to be part of Klal Yisrael. I'm not part of Klal Yisrael. Shalom Yeli, Bishriyus Lili B'Elech. Namely, it doesn't relate to me. That's the context of the Gra. However, if the rule is correct, so then our Gemara is Kipshuto, Unatatem, that's Liyachid Mashma. That's the whole, in other words, that any time the Torah uses Lashon Rabim, not because of Darko or Loka Darko, but simply the dictionary definition of the Torah, the code of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, if I'm using Lashon Rabim, Unatatem, I'm relating to every Yachid. Right?
Had I said v'natata, that would relate to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, l'rabim lo mashma, that's why we need a riboy for the rabim. Rabbi Yehuda, kanera, he disagrees with the Gra. Okay. Bein mashma bein l'rabim bein l'yachid. So, okay, that's just in terms of the language of the pasuk. So that the Gemara then explains the psukim that we have in Orla. Anyone have any questions about Orla? Yes?
In terms of the previous piece, doesn't the Gemara Menachos say something very similar to the Gemara
in the context of the Omer, in terms of the review and the language of the Sfarzim Lechem, would be based in that one that's the plural that's addressing the Gemara. 100%. Yeah, there also, there's a Gemara Megillah that deals in terms of, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the Tochacha of Kisavo, you are allowed to be mafsik in the Tochacha of Bechukos, because this was said to Yechidim, this was said to Rabbim. The Gra simply gave, you know, said this is a principle, Bechol HaTorah Kula. Okay. So, the Gemara then continues. Again, I mentioned here, I just would like to be Meir Ha'aros as much as I can. V'harei Truma. D'Rachmana Amar V'chol Zor Lo Yochal Kodesh. Again, Lo Yochal, according to Rav Avohu, should imply an Isur of Hana'a. Utanan ma'arvin lenazir v'yayin uli Yisrael b'truma. In the Mishnah, in the beginning of the third parak of Eruvin, when the Gemara is dealing with the foods with which one's going to make an Eruv, both an Eruv chatzeros or shitu mevaos and an Eruv trumen, it says that we can use for a nazir yayin uli Yisrael b'truma. So it appears that the Yisrael can be nehene from the Truma, namely that there's going to be an Eruv set up from the Truma. Amar Papa, Shiny Hasan, Amar Kra, Tumaschem, Shelachem Tehe. V'idach, and what does Chizkiah do with the pasuk of Tumaschem? So, of course, the fact that there's no Iser Hanoah, that's because it says Lo Yochal, it doesn't say Lo Yochel, so why do you need Tumaschem? L'chol Yisrael Ko Amar. That's simply the Torah's way of saying that we're dealing over here in the pasuk with Trumas Meiser, and this Trumas Meiser was being received from all of the Levim. Kol Yisrael Kama Rashi over here says it means it was being received. Haikra Lav Dafka Elo the Levim Ksiv, that the Levim are those who are being mafresh the Truma. Now we have over here an act of hafrasha on the part of the Levim. That act of hafrasha allows it to view it ki'ilu it's theirs, that they're actively involved in creating the Trumas Meiser. So that's what we have over here. Our problem is, why in the world can one use Yayin for a Nazir, and why in the world can you use Truma for a Yisrael? The whole concept of an Eruv is that you are dealing with a food which is Roi La'achila, and this food which is Roi La'achila in the Eruv Tchumen, which is the context that the Rishonim understood, except for the Rambam, he understood as Eruv Chatzeros, but within the Eruv Tzkumen, you have to be Kone Shvita. You're Kone Shvita by having Mazon Shtei Sudos. Mazon Shtei Sudos, L'chor, is something you can eat. But even in the Eruv Chatzeros, you also require to bring you into the Eruv, it has to be food that relates to you, that you can say that an army travels on its stomach. Wherever my stomach is, that's where I am. Where my food is, that's where I am. And therefore, if we're all part of this Eruv, it means that we all have, that the chatzer is viewed as being jointly owned by everyone who's connected with the Eruv. It's one broad ownership, and as such, one can carry from a dira to the chatzer, v'chulei v'chulei. How do you have that within the world of Yayin l'nazir and Truma l'Yisrael? So here we have Rashi, who gives us a very, very interesting answer, that we have a technicality within the halacha, that the Iser of Nazirus and the Iser of Truma can be overridden. Marvin Lenazir, says Rashi, Eruve Tchumen V'yayin, Af Al Pisha Sudosh En Aroi Lohu, Ho Will V'Iv Mitchil, Anazirusei Sharyalei. And therefore, Ma'arvin, that a person always has the ability of undoing his Nazirus. Nazirus is in the world of Hafla'a. The world of Hafla'a, we have a parsha of Hataras Nedarim. Someone can always come to the Chacham with a petach. Had I known that my wife was going to give birth to a little boy and I'd want to make a kiddush, I never would have taken it myself to admit to be a nazir. And assuming that that's not nolad, in other words, so we would be able to be matir the neder, and therefore, and then this yain would be mutter. So since we have over here a hoil, That is that allows for the Erev. And then Rashi continues. He's on a binge, so he continues. V'chein liYisrael b'truma ihave mitshalei the trumas tolus ena truma. Let's say I have 100 apples and I set aside an apple, you know, for truma, and then I decide, no, that apple I want. In other words, that apple has a very beautiful, I want that apple. And I go to explain, I want that apple. You know, the shade of it fits beautifully into my sukkah. I want that apple for my sukkah. And I want to be mater neder. I said, I made a haflah, harei zeh truma. That's also a haflah. It's the dibur. And I can be mater neder in terms of my dibur. I can be mevatel my dibur. I can't do it. The chachamim can do it. I can go in front of the bezdin. And I can be shoel on the truma. Yiboy mitshalei. And then it turns out that was really not truma. That goes back to the tevel, and I can be mafresh another truma. And then so over here also, I could create a situation where this truma would be mutter to me. Yes?
Does that mean everything goes back to being tevel?
It goes back to being tevel, and then I could be mafresh something else as truma. Right. That's already given to the Kohen. It's already too. It's not his any longer. But as long as it's in the situation of there was a kriya shem, but it hasn't yet been given to the Shevet Kohuna. So then it lends itself to shevet. These halacha lemaisis is not so pashut, because generally you can only be shoel in an area where there's a mitzvah to be shoel. In other words, local kach pashut. But in any case, this is what Rashi is mefarish over here. The problem is not so much in Rashi's Perush, as because there is really a Tana who learns this way. However, that's not the Tana of the Mishnah that is being quoted over here. Ma'arvin l'nozir b'yayim l'Yisrael b'truma. That's what Tosus points out. Perakola ma'arvin mefarish taima da'af agav de lo chazi lahai chazi lahai. In other words, that's a whole different reason. That in Achinami, it's not mutter for the Kohen or for the Yisrael or for the Nozir, but it is mutter for a Yisrael or for a Kohen, and that's already enough to bring it into the world of Kol Ma'arvin. That's all that you need. This is, if you had a chance to look at the Gemara over there that Tosis is quoting, what Tosis points out is that the Gemara point says that there's a Machlokes. In other words, the Gemara says, Ma'arvin, the Mishnah says, Ma'arvin, the Yayin, the Nazir, Ubitruma, the Yisra. And then, so the Gemara says that this Mishnah is according to Beis Hillel. And the Shanai disagrees. They say, nothing doing, this is not Roy Lachila. And within Beis Hillel, here we have a machlokes between the Tanakama, who is the Shita, and Sunchus. The Tanakama says what we have over here, that you ma'arvin b'yayin l'shem v'betruma l'Yisrael, because of the reason that of Chazi Lachrinei. And Chazi Lachrinei applies to both of these. Sunchus has the reason of Iboi Mitchell. And that he applies only to the Nazir. He doesn't apply it to the world of Truma. Namely, that what Rashi is doing over here is bringing in a Sunchus, not the author of this statement, and he's expanding Sunchus's reasoning even to the world of Truma. And so Rashi over here is going far in a totally different direction than the Sugya. The Sugya is black and white, that the Tanakama is a din of Chazi Achrim. It says it both on Daf Kafes, and it says it also on Daf Lamed, the Daf Lamed of the days, that Gemara says that you can have an Eruv on Yom Kippur for a Yisrael, according to the Tanakhama. Aye, it's lo chazi li Yisrael, but chazi li ketanim. Someone who is not in the chiyuv of Yom Kippur, he can eat the Eruv, and therefore the Yisrael can use it. That's this, you know, there's no Iboi Mitchell on Yom Kippur. You can't have a Torah on Yom Kippur. But the chazi lachrini applies, the Gemara applies. The Gemara says Tanakhama is a din of chazi lachrini. It says black and white. So the question is, why in the world did Rashi give a whole different explanation for the statement of Tanakhama than the one which is offered in black and white in the Gemara and Eruvin? So in the look in the Achronim, there's Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, and there's tremendously humongous, and I think it's probably the longest, I should say longest, the longer one, But in the Seferis Yisrael, in the Mishnayos and Eruvin, over there, the beginning of the third Terek, there's a tremendous, he divides his Terek into a Yochan and Boaz. Yochan is his classic short Terek, and Boaz is his Bir Halacha, when he goes, you know, into. So over here, he has a whole pilful going through the entire Terek back and forth, that we could fit this reasoning into the Tanakama, v'chule. They all try and fit it into the Tanakama. But the problem is that Rashi over there in Eruvin learned like Tosas here. Rashi on the Mishnah over there in Eruvin. Exactly, you know, if you looked up the source of the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Eruvin, the call Ma'arvin, so Rashi over there explains. Ma'arvin lenozir eruri tachumen biyayi, and afal gav to lo chazir yididei, chazir l'achrine. Ve'kev and the mazona, who gav y'achrine, shalei rabbonan. Or Yisrael b'truma, the chazir l'kohen. Exactly what Tosas quotes over here, that's the way Rashi learns. Sumchus, that already is a different din of Iboy Mitchell. That's a whole different din. So why would Rashi switch horses? Rashi knew Pshat of the Gemara over there. Why would he change it when he comes over here to the world of Pesachim? No, what would you say? What direction would you think of? Again, I'm not asking to have a fit Rashi into the sugya over there. That's the Rabbi Kiveger does, that's what Paris Yisrael does, that there shouldn't be, you know, to say that this is an option. But why bring in an option kacha if we have a straightforward option of chazir l'achrinai? Why didn't Rashi simply? I wasn't consistent. He wrote his perush on Erevin, I assume, before he wrote his perush on Pesachim. Right? It was, you know, he's going through Shas. Not all that far, you know, from between Erevin and Pesachim. Why would he change? Well, he could have looked back what he wrote and written the same thing. Why do you have to come on to a whole new svara? Yes.
Well, it's also the issue is that chazir l'achrinai, the only benefit that he's getting is here trying to say how
could he get 100%. Rashi, in other words, is a Rishon who was interested in the pshat of the sugya in its context. And therefore Rashi many times will explain a Mishnah with one perush, even though the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah differently, because within the context of the Mishnah, Rashi wants to explain the Mishnah as the Mishnah. The Gemara will come with a different perush, that doesn't bother Rashi. He'll explain the Gemara differently. Rashi is always trying to understand something in context. Our Gemara wants to prove from this statement, Ma'arvin b'yayin l'nozir, b'truma l'Yisrael, that truma is muter b'hano'a to Yisrael. Truma is osir b'achila to Yisrael. Truma is muter b'hano'a to Yisrael. That's the purpose of our Gemara. Can that be seen from the Kei afal gav de lo chazilei chazi l'achrinei? Or can it only be seen from Iboi Mitchell Lenazir? Now follow through. Okay, in other words, follow through with what Jeremy began. What over here, Lechora?
Tell me, Iboi Mitchell is much better.
Iboi Mitchell is much better. Why?
It's a good relationship personal to the person himself that he is getting. How's he like? Mean, you're a Kohen, and you're getting that's very nice.
Okay, I agree. In other words, that over here, the Ibai Mitchell is telling us that this truma can be viewed from two perspectives. It can be viewed in terms of its current status of truma. It can be viewed in terms of its potential status of being tevel / chulin. In other words, if you turn back into chulin, in terms of the world of achila, I'm going to view it in terms of its current status. In terms of the world of Hana, I have the right to view it in terms of its potential status. Namely, I can view it as Hulin, in other words, if that's going to create a situation where I can get Hana. In other words, we're dealing over here where this is Ro'ui to the Ma'arev, that Klapi the Ma'arev, we are viewing this potentially as Hulin, and he's getting Hana directly. He is getting the Hana directly from the Truma. If we're going to take the approach of Chazi L'Achrinei, so we say that to him, this is Asur Ba'achila and Yitachain also Asur Ba'hano. He can't do anything with it. He can't get any benefit from it. But since for Acherim, this would be Ro'i La'achila, so therefore he has the right to do what? He has a right to use it as an Eruv because it is Chazi L'Achrinei. He has a right to use that as an Eruv, because for someone else this is Mazon Shtei Sudos, even though it's not Mazon Shtei Sudos for him. Would that be considered to be getting Hana'ah from this Truma? So that's a Machlokes.
Maybe because he doesn't have
So that's the machlokas. Fine. That's the machlokas Tosas and Rashi. Tosas understands that as Hanoah because Tosas is Lushita So. What do we see in Tosas last week?
Tovas Hanoah.
That even a Tovas Hanoah, right? In other words, even a Tovas Hanoah, even as indirect a Hanoah as you want, is considered to be a Hanoah. This is no less than a Tovas Hanoah. However, that's Tosas' Shita. That the din over there of Moshe is talking about the Avram and Achai of a Goy, you're giving it to a Goy, or an Avram and Achai of a Goy, you're giving it to a Kelev of a Goy, and you know, and there you have a Tovas Hanoah. Rashi doesn't say anything like that. Rashi is not into, you know, it's, we have a din of Hanoah. We have a din of Hanoah, and so according to Rashi, the Chazil Achrine would not prove that you're getting Hanoah. In other words, that's such an indirect Hanoah that Yitachin, even if it's Aser B'Hanoah, you're allowed to get it. In other words, but Tosas, Lashitosa. And then what you have over here, that Rashi, within our sugya, is bringing a Hezber, that would be a raya that truma is muter bahana. If we take the approach of iishtal anizrus esharyale ma'arvin, we're saying that this chefza per se for klape, this ma'arev is muter bahana. He has the right to view it in terms of its potential. Mashenkein, according to the perush which Rashi has in Erevin, and it's mashen from the Gemara in Erevin, and Tosas over here quotes, Rashi wouldn't have understood from there a heter hanoah, but Tosas l'shitoso, if mistaker is considered to be hanoah, so also over here, the fact that for someone else this is roi, and therefore you're allowed to use it as an eruv, you're getting hanoah in this indirect manner via grumma from the truma, that's already enough to be considered to be a heter hanoah. So I think that over here, this would be, in other words, that Rashi over here, in our context, would bring a perush that would be a proof of a hanoah, and Tosas could live with the perush that the Gemara over there gives. Okay? So, let's continue. Vaharei nazir. Okay, now we take the other side. In other words, we just pointed out the Torah says, Mechartzanem va'adzag lo yochal. According to Rav Avohu, we should have over here an Iser Hanoah, and yet we saw that same Mishnah, Ma'arvin L'Nazir V'Yayin. So we see we have over here a Heter Hanoah. So we need a Pasuk. So previous, by Truma, we had the Pasuk of Truma Shem, Shelachem Tehei, that the Truma Shem cancelled out the Iser Hanoah of Lo Yochal. Here, Rav Zeira has a different Pasuk. Marzutra has a different pasuk. Shiny Hassam in the world of Nazir Damar Kra Nizro Shelo Tehe, that the Nizro cancels out the Iser Hanoah. The Nizro means that there's some degree of ownership. Tosos Alatar asks the question, why doesn't the Gemara continue to ask what does Chizkiah do with Nizro? And Tosos says that that there may be a heter in terms of giluach that was learned out specifically. You know, that there is a drasha that can be learned out from Nizro. But I sent you to the Ran. The Ran says it's not a question. It's not a question. This Nizro is, in other words, the context of Nizro is in terms of the Yamim. Yamim Yehe Nizro. It deals with a totally different topic. In other words, it doesn't necessarily knock out the Iser Hanoah. You know, it's the context is a context which is not necessarily dealing with the Isurei Achila, but rather with the framework of Nazirus per se, with the Din of Yamin. Okay. Nizro Shelo Yehe. Ravashi Amar Kadosh Yeh Godel Pera Se'ar Rosho. He wants to name Daik Yidugo Kadosh Vein Davar Acher Kadosh. The Gemara says that drasha is taking it too far. Midi the ein dover acher ksiv machvarta kide mar zutra. Anything that I want to add on? No, I have nothing. Does anyone have anything to add? Yes. What's the hava mean of Ravashi? The Havamina of Ravashi is that the Torah says Kadosh Yihyeh. The Kadosh Yihyeh would imply that this is Kadosh as opposed to Gidulo Kadosh Ve'im Davar Acher Kadosh. The word
question, yeah? More so is, in When do you know that something like that? When not? It seems very arbitrary.
Not necessarily, because we're going to see later on that the Gemara is medayik from the concept of Yihiyu, the Havasan Yihiyu. In other words, that the.
Sometimes more medayik, but why should I think the Gemara sometimes. Why should you tell me not to make it?
Now, Sach HaKol, we're talking about a parasha of Nazirus, which is not all that long, and we have over here the word Lo Yochal. So the question is, where do we see another word in the parasha that would neutralize the Lo Yochal? So Marzutra's word of Nizra was not so pashut that it neutralizes the Lo Yochal, that the whole, it's not talking about foods. It's not, in other words, that's what the Chiddush Aran points out. So Rav, if you look around in the Sifri, you'll find a lot of drushas that are learned out from Nizro. And it's nothing to do with the Yayin. So Rav Ashi comes up with a pasuk dealing with the Isurim, dealing with not with the time framework of Nazirus, like Yemei Nizro, but dealing with the Isurim. Not only do we have an Isur Achila, we have an Isur of Giluach. And the Isur of Giluach, there we have an Isur Hana'ah. Kadosh Yega Del Pera. So it could be that we're limiting the Isur Hanoah to the Isur Giluach. That already, in other words, the problem is that there is no, in other words, that the Yihyeh is not necessarily a limitation. It's pointing out that that even though on the level of Isuri Achila, Hanoah is Mutar, on the level of Giluach, the result of the Giluach, the Seyar, would be Asur Bahanoah. In other words, that's a question of degree, but it's not as though, you know, so Marzutra's Perush was not so chalak that Rav Ashi couldn't try and come up with another alternative to it. In the end, so we go back to Marzutra, even though it's not so chalak, and the Ran points out the issue with Marzutra. So then the Gemara continues, Vaharei Chodosh. The Rachmana Amar Lechem Koliva Charmel Lo Sochlu Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Again, according to Rav Avohu, we should have an Iser Hanoah. Utnan Kotzer L'Shachas U'Ma'achil L'Behema. We have over here a heter of being Ma'achil L'Behema, so it's Mutar B'Hanoah. So again, they point out that within that same parsha, we have a word that neutralizes the Iser Hanoah. K'tzirchem. Kitzirchem shelachem, and Chizki again will learn Kitzirchem the same way he learned Trumaschem. It's simply relating to the fact that we're dealing with an act which is initiated by Klal Yisrael. It doesn't have halach significance in terms of the world of Iser Achila or Iser Hanah. So that's the framework of the Gemara. You saw that there's a machokas over here between Rashi and Tosfos as to how to read the Mishnah over there in Menachos. The Mishnah Menachos says, Kotzer l'shachas, u'ma'achil l'behema. What is this vav? Is this a vav achibur, or is this a vav of a tosefes? The Rashi understands we have over here two worlds. We have a world of kotzer l'shachas. And then we have a different din, nothing to do with shachas at all, of ma'achil l'behema. Rashi says, in the world of kotzer l'shachas, af agav d'chsiv omer reishis kitzirchem el ha-kohen, the mashma, the osr liktzor lefnei ha-omer, muter liktzor l'shachas, kishu esev, lav kotzirhu. That until we have over here a proper katzir, as long as we're not dealing with tvua gemura, that's Tosis's language, that we're not dealing over here with chitin gemurin, since we're not dealing over here with chitin gemurin, there's no iser of katzira. This isn't chadash. Shachas doesn't come into the world of Chodesh. It hasn't yet grown to the point where we're going to have an Iser of Chodesh. It has to be on the level of Kotzir. It has to be something which is fully grown before we're going to have an Iser of Chodesh. So where Shachas is, we're preempting the Iser. Before the Iser comes in, we're Kotzir l'Shachas. And this is l'chora both for man and for animal. That if you want to, as long as you're dealing with Tfuah, which is half-baked, which is only half-grown, that's not yet an Iser of Chodesh. And secondly, Ma'achil Behema. Under what circumstances? Af Chitin Gemurin. When already the Chitim are full blown, and then we would have an Iser of Kotzir. However, Ayodei Kituf, if you're not Kotzir it Bekli, if you simply pick these Chitim B'yadayim, you can give them to a Behema. Because here, we have no Iser of Ktsartem, we have no Iser of Ktsira. We have no achila. We're simply dealing with hanoah, and chadash muter b'hana'a. And we ma'achil lebehema has nothing at all to do with kotzer l'shachas. These are simply two dinim that are brought one after the other in the Mishnah. Tosis over here also learns like Rashi. Afal gavdoha kotzer l'shachas haynu dafka lebehema kinemuchach b'menachos mikomakom u'ma'achil bebehema lo mashmalei. That koi akotzer l'shachas im kein lo parach mide the chadash aser akasu haynu tvua gemura ella ma'achil lebehema haynu afilu chitin gemurin vayedei kituf kidepirish bekuntrus. Okay, so we have over here Tosus is agreeing with Rashi. However, I sent you to Tosvos Rabbeinu Peretz, also Tosus Harosh. They both ask a question on Rashi, which is raised by Tosus over here at the beginning, that the Gemara over there in Menachos, the Gemara says that Kotzer L'Shachas is only a heter for a behema. According to Rashi, it should be a heter for Adam as well. And therefore, Tosus over there, Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz understands, in a case of Kotzer L'Shachat, that's where we have a heter for a behema. And then we have a very basic machlokas as to what point the Iser of Chadash enters in. According to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and Pashas of the Gemara over there in Menachos, even Shachas is already included in the Iser of Chadash. It's Asur for a person to eat. It's Mutar Bahana. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that in the world of Shachas, which is already Chadash, Ma'achil Behema, Kotzer L'Shachas, in order to be Ma'achil to the Behema. You don't have to necessarily pick by hand on the kituf, kotzer l'shachas in order to be ma'achil l'behema. Mashenken, according to Rashi and Tosfos, when it's shachas, then it's already pre-chadash. And therefore, kotzer l'shachas. And it's mashma both for Adam and for behema. However, that the chidush is ma'achil l'behema, even the chitim gemurim, because they're mutar b'hana. What Rashi and Tosfos do over here with that gemara, why, in other words, should shachas only be mutar for behema, and not for Adam? It appears that it's a Xeris HaKosu, but it's unclear to me exactly what the issue is. What? I mean, it's a Chisaron and Derech, maybe. But over there, in other words, they would disagree with the Gemara Menachos. Don't know. What?
But the person who would eat the Shabbos, in terms of Avila,
he would eat it. He would eat it. Make a kugel.
Yes.
So they had a lot of spices in. Okay. Make a salad, put it in a salad. There is over here a Yerushalmi. I wish that I would be more consistent and learn Yerushalmi along with the Bavli, but there's just so much to do. I didn't find in Yerushalmi. I found in the Or Sameach quotes Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi is a very fascinating Yerushalmi because it'll help us also in terms of understanding the sugya. The Yerushalmi gives a different answer. The Yerushalmi asks, why is Chadash Mutar Bahana'ah? So of course, the Torah says, Lechem v'koli v'chamel lo sochlu. If it says lo sochlu, then it should be aser b'hana. It's the language of the Yerushalmi. Amar Rabbi Ami, shanyahi. Chadash is different. Dekava hakasuv zman. Dekava hakasuv zman. Shanyahi, dekava hakasuv zman. Okay, now, so I'll try and set up the background of Yerushalmi and then you'll explain it to me. Where do we have a din that the word lo yochal, that every time you have an Iser Achil, that brings along with it an Iser Hana'a, that's in Nevelos, that's in Trefos, that's in Truma, that's in Eiver Menachai, v'chulei v'chulei. Masha'enkein, that's not, for example, in Yom Kippur. The Torah doesn't say lo sochlu in Yom Kippur. Had the Torah said lo sochlu in Yom Kippur, it wouldn't mean that food is aser b'hana'ah on Yom Kippur. And over here, chadash is like Yom Kippur. Kava lo zman. Okay, now, what over here is the Yerushalmi saying? What is the difference between chadash, or that, and the velos and trefos. Why in the velos and trefos would an iser achila bring along an iser hanoa, either behind the scenes or dictionary definitions for chulei? However, in chodesh it wouldn't. And I'm trying to give you a hint by tossing Yom Kippur into another example of an iser shekava lazman. No, Reuven?
I'm going to ask about chametz pesach.
Oh, that's what the Or Sameach is in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. Yes. 100%. Namely, when we're dealing with nevelos and trefos, so we're dealing with an iser which is intrinsic to the item itself. There, Chazal can tell us, whenever the Torah says lo sochal, it went much further than lo sochal. Lo sochal means not only don't get hanoah sachech, don't get hanoah at all, unless the Torah specifically tells us otherwise. We're going to interpret Lo Sochal as including an Iser Hanoah. However, in a situation where there is nothing intrinsically wrong with the food, we're dealing with something which is got kosher. However, the Torah says don't eat it until a certain point in time, then that is all the Torah is telling us. Don't eat it until this certain point in time. There's nothing to be marchik from. We're simply dealing, so view Chadash not as an Iser Chefza, which is something intrinsic, and all of a sudden comes the Omer and pop, the Easter disappears. But we're dealing with, similar to Yom Kippur, we're dealing with something which is limited in terms of its scope. It's only a temporary, it's a temporary Easter Achila. What Reuven raised is that according to that, what about Chametz on Pesach? So that's what we pointed out, that the Rambam solves that the B'chol HaTorah Kuli Paskin's like Rav Avahu, and Chametz and Pesach, he brings in the Lo Yochel. Exactly for that reason, to say, Chametz, don't think we should go down from Lo Yochel. This is a different world altogether than the world of Nevelos and Trefos. Yes?
Nazir?
What?
Nazir?
Yes?
Could be an Israel.
Okay. You're asking, you know, it's a direction that one would have to follow through to see whether the Yerushalmi is consistent in terms of the questions that are raised and the answers that are given. But that would be a totally different direction. Okay, we'll stop over here. I had hoped to go a few more lines, but we're not going to start Din of Schora currently. What you have in the Din of Schora is to look up over there the Mishnah in Shvius, Mishnah Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. The Gemara over here quotes the end of the Mishnah, but there's also a beginning of the Mishnah. And then to put it through the grinder of Rashi and Tosos Al-Atar. I sent you also to the Tshuva of the Rashba and the Rambam. The question which is dealt with in the Rishonim is as to whether the Iser of Schor is an Iser Doraisa or an Iser Drabanan. And the question is, what are the outer limits of Schor? Tosos raises all sorts of issues over here in terms of how far does Iser of Schor go. What I want you to think about is try to conceptualize the Iser of Schora, categorize it under what over here could be the difference between an Iser Doraisa and an Iser Drabanan. What are the various options that, in terms of conceptualizing, categorizing the Iser of Schora, we'll try and plug it back into our sugya. So that's what we'll begin with, and then Emir Tzashem will move over into the next sugya of Chametz and Pesach, which is basically coming full circle. Within the next sugya, you also have, since we'll do it all together, you also have a return a little bit to the sugya of Schora, Yaseh L'chol Malacha, Mai L'chol Malacha, in terms of Chelev, that perhaps Chelev is an exception to the world of Schora. So once we're ready, we're pushing off to Wednesday, so we'll see that as one unit with the Easter of Schora, and at least try to continue simply in Bekiyus in the Gemara until the middle of the Amud. With the middle of the Amud basically comes to a conclusion, okay, we've seen all the rayas back and forth for Chizki and Aravoh. It appears that bottom line, they're basically saying the same thing in terms of Halacha, Israeli and Achimina. Up to there, not included. And then we'll go through it stage by stage.